People are missing the entire point of Maduro's capture in Venezuela. It's not about drugs. It's not even about oil. It's about China. Welcome to China Uncensored. I'm Chris Chappell. Before we begin, YouTube is trying to bury this show. They don't want you to see any content that criticizes the CCP or communism. That's why we created a free email newsletter for you. Every week, we'll send you links to all the episodes we published that week, plus a bunch of extra bonuses. Click below to sign up. So the Chinese Communist Party has aspirations of world domination, and it has friends to help with that, including North Korea, technically China's only real treaty ally and the only other world leader that looks more like Winnie the Pooh than Xi Jinping. Then there's Russia, Iran, Cuba, and Venezuela. You know that country that everyone suddenly became a geopolitical expert on Saturday morning? Venezuela has been absolutely key to China's influence operations in South America, right in America's backyard, or southern yard, technically. Basically, they're America's upside down. But then Trump swooped in, literally, and managed to snatch Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro alive like a bald eagle snatching a tasty late-night dictator snack. Though there's nothing bald about this eagle. And Maduro seemed surprisingly chill. I've never seen a kidnapped person, much less a ruthless authoritarian like Maduro, give double thumbs up during his own arrest. Whatever drugs Venezuela is producing, Maduro looks like he's on the best ones. And for whatever reason Trump gives for why he ordered this, the reality is it's all about countering the CCP. Don't listen to mainstream media outlets saying this is a sign that the Trump administration is shifting attention west away from China. Actually, I could have just ended that sentence at don't listen to mainstream media outlets, and it'd be evergreen advice. Trump's operation against Maduro was a huge blow to China in so many ways. For one, contrary to what many of the so-called experts in pro-Russia and pro-CCP shills say, the U.S. military proved that it's a lot more competent at fighting than people give it credit for. Understaffed and overweight, maybe, but still good enough to trounce everyone else. The U.S. proved that its electronic warfare capabilities, or whatever dark magic it conjured, rendered Chinese and Russian radar surveillance equipment useless. And U.S. officials know it.
Seems those Russian air defenses didn't quite work so well, did they?
I wonder if China has a return policy. After all, Venezuela is China's largest customer in Latin America. Even if they aren't the most advanced versions of Chinese tech, that's still a major embarrassment. It'd be like being Jake Paul's boxing instructor. But it's not just about the failure of Chinese tech. It's also about the failure of Chinese intelligence. I'm pretty confident that the CCP didn't see the U.S. move on Venezuela coming. Otherwise, it probably would have not sent its special representatives on Latin American affairs, its ambassador to Venezuela, and directors from its Ministry of Foreign Affairs to meet Maduro just hours before everything went down. China got caught with its pants down, which is impressive since its leader doesn't even wear pants. That's got to be spooking China. Maybe making China second-guess its ability to wage war on Taiwan. But Maduro's capture is more than just a publicity win for the U.S. It's Trump's national security strategy put into practice. And contrary to what the mainstream media is saying, this is intended to prepare the U.S. to fight against China. Melissa Chen, Vice President of Strategy Risks, says there are over 600 ongoing bilateral agreements outlining energy, infrastructure, trade, defense, and strategic partnerships between China and Venezuela. Much of that is fueled by Chinese loans. According to aid data, Venezuela is the fourth biggest recipient of loans from Chinese official lenders. DW estimates that Venezuela owes anywhere between $60 to $70 billion to China, which I hope makes you feel a little bit better about how much you still owe in student loans. You're doing great. The Chinese Communist Party bought tremendous influence in Venezuela. It worked out great. Socialist policies destroyed one of the richest Latin American countries. Then another socialist country swept in and bought it up. So Venezuela's space and satellite navigation infrastructure sure would be useful to China if it wants to coordinate missile strikes against the U.S. all the way from the other side of the world. We know that China's seriously thinking about it because Chinese state-run media showed us footage of the PLA simulating attacks in the Caribbean. China was also using Venezuela to destabilize the U.S. through drug warfare and weaponized illegal immigration. And in case you think I've forgotten, there's also the matter of Venezuela's oil. Yes, capturing Maduro does have a little bit to do with oil, but not how you might think. Just listen to what Secretary of State and presumably future Presidente of Venezuela Marco Rubio had to say about the matter.
We don't need Venezuela's oil. We have plenty of oil in the United States. What we're not going to allow is for the oil industry in Venezuela to be controlled by adversaries of the United States. You have to understand, why does China need their oil? Why does Russia need their oil? Why does Iran need their oil? They're not even in this continent.
Or as this one Venezuelan man put it, those who say the U.S. is only interested in our oil, I ask you, what do you think the Russians and the Chinese wanted here? The recipe for arepas? Arepas are pretty good. I would kill and topple a foreign government for one right about now. But this was bad for China in so many ways. China called Venezuela an all-weather strategic partner. Really? All-weather, you say? The thing is, you have to understand, we're in Cold War 2.0, possibly on our way to World War III. We didn't start this war, China did. I'll make this simple. Think of this like a game of Mega Man. China is the big bad final boss, and they have all their proxies. You got North Korea, Russia, Iran, Cuba, and Venezuela. Iran was hit by U.S.-Israel strikes back in March and is currently dealing with some things. Trump just absorbed Maduro's arepas power, and Cuba?
That Cuba is ready to fall.
Everything is about China. Trump's push to get the Panama Canal. China. Taking Greenland?
China.
I could go on, but I want to get an arepa. With all my celebrating Venezuela hombres. And yes, I know this is in Buenos Aires. Of course, not everyone is celebrating.
Hands off Venezuela!
That was a recent protest from the People's Forum. The People's Forum has long been financed by Neville Roy Singham. And Singham, shall we say, has interesting ties to the CCP. Yes, the narrative warfare begins now. But congratulations, you are now much better armed for it. But if you really want to be prepared, sign up for the free weekly China Uncensored newsletter. You'll get the inside scoop on things we don't cover in our episodes, plus you'll get links to every episode we publish that week, so YouTube can't bury us with their algorithm. Just click here or the link below to sign up for free. Once again, I'm Chris Chappell. See you next time.